NHS Resolution, formerly the NHS Litigation Authority. Please select from the following options. Press 1 for claims management.
1.
Press 1 for clinical claims inquiries. Press 2 for non-clinical claims inquiries. Press 3 for the early notification team.
NHS Resolution, Oliver Carson speaking.
Hello, how are you doing? My name is Mr. Cordell. Can you say your name again, please?
Oliver Carson.
Oliver Carson, how are you doing?
I'm okay.
I'm interested in trying to put a claim in against the NHS in regards to my patient treatment.
Right.
Basically, I've had a lot of issues in doing so. I was just trying to find out a general inquiry at the present time, and that is, one, first to find out, this is the department that deals with public liability insurance. Is that correct for the NHS?
It's public liability, is it?
Yes, that's correct. When they're doing their normal running company's objectives in the general public.
Well, in the first instance, if you want to make a claim, then you need to send correspondence to whichever NHS trust it is that you're claiming against, and advise them of why you're making a claim and what you're seeking to get out of it, so to speak.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. That was my next point you brought me along to. What is the actual policy covered for? I understand, because I was quite upset just recently. My claim's against quite a few. It's 7 different NHS bodies that have been trying to... I've stripped out Rio and I've got a massive... massive. They're, where they're in the in their forum every day, they've been in there trying to prescribe me medication, and it's like attempted murder. It's malicious process and malicious prosecution at its minimum. And basically, I've had a massive complaints going on against the councils as well. I've just found I've got given the councils insurance, and I've been told that they're only covered for £1 million in all instances. And well, other than fiddle, which is like if someone in their company does fraud, they're only covered for 25,000. I was looking at
our cover's comprehensive, but especially if you're saying, you know, that you're proposing to claim against seven different trusts.
Yeah, which is this one trust, it's all one trust, that is correct.
I would recommend
by seven different bodies to the trust. That's where it's one trust. Am I correct in saying so? It's one organisation, which is a trust, and it's all under the memorandum, under a constitution, which is signed, and there's articles of association for that company and so forth. But what my concern is that it's different departments have had different people involved with me. One's obviously my GP. I've had issues with Chase Farm Hospital, St Anne's Hospital, which is Julia Crinich and all of them. I've gone through all the emails and I've built my evidence and my case against them. I've got 65 Park Avenue, which is the AMP workers, Maggie Fuller and all that, top of it. I've got them all on recordings and the rest of it, and I've got my cases against them. Then you've got the actual doctors themselves who live down at, what was the address for the doctors just recently?
Anyone who works for the trust,
yeah.
Anyone who's providing treatment for the trust will be covered under the trust's own liability arrangements. Or indemnity arrangement.
Employer's liability.
What you need to do is identify which trusts you believe provided the negligent treatment.
Negligence, gross misconduct, and negligence.
Okay, and then send a claim to those trusts. But I mean, if this is as complex and as high value as you seem to be suggesting, you think it is, I would strongly recommend you take legal advice and try and get solicitors on board.
I can appreciate that already. I'm already in the proceeds of that happening. I've just been building my case against them, sort of thing. I built a rough draft at a website called horrificcorruption.com, but I didn't really put the doctors in there because I hadn't stripped all the computers.
No, you wouldn't need to put the doctor's name.
No, I've already done that. I've stripped Rio and I've got every single note and everything. Them stripping, me refusing them access to my medical notes, them bullying my doctors. There's over 900 days that they've been in Rio saying, yeah, we're going to get him on medication. Oh, it's so upsetting that we couldn't. I've never been diagnosed with a mental illness. Every day they're planning how they're going to get me into it. I'm telling you, it's attempted manslaughter. It's worse than attempted manslaughter. It breaks me out. I've made so many recordings, phoning them up, recording them and talking to them and that, building my case and over the little while with what they've been doing. I can prove all the ins and outs.
It does sound like to me one where you're not technically obliged to instruct solicitors, but it would be...
Yeah, I can act litigant on my own behalf.
It would be hugely helpful to you to have...
Okay. What is the cover actually covered for by the trust? What is the trust actually covered for public liability? What is the value, may I ask?
It sounds to me that what you're talking about is clinical negligence, and our cover is unlimited there.
It's unlimited. I appreciate your guidance. See, what my concern is, just a general conversation between us, like I've got the Enfield Council's policy, they've insured themselves for £1 million public liability insurance. So, and what I've noticed is like they're all on £195,000 a year, which is like the highest paying jobs in the country. They're getting 50 grand more than David Cameron in there. Yeah, so if you, I'm suing over 7 years of what they've done to me, and basically I've got the recordings to prove that they've known for the 7 years what they've done to me. They frauded everything. They pretended I thought I was in my house when I wasn't, went for a possession order and frauded all of the dates, yeah? And so I wasn't even in my house. I was on bail conditions at my mother's, so they didn't realise that I weren't in here, and then
with respect...
You're a different company.
With sincere respect, I mean, I can't...
You can't comment on that.
I can't comment on what has not happened.
But let me just explain to you, like, this little part, yeah? Imagine this, if they're insured for 200,000, they're getting paid 200,000 a year to do this and to go to work, yeah? That's £2,400,000 they're getting paid over 7 years, what I'm claiming. If the most you can take out their public liability is, I know they've got it in their actual accounts and the rest of it, but if 1 million is the most that they're covered for, boy, yeah. You can't. They get paid 1 million.
You're talking about the council here.
Yeah, I understand. You're completely different. You're completely different bodies. Completely different trust. I was just talking to you in general and just explaining to you. Like, imagine this. The new director. He's just got a grant for a place called Meridian Way. £159 million they've gave to the company. Their fiddlety policy only covers them for £25 million. So if he disappeared with the 1.5 million, the most the council can claim back is 25,000. Anyway, I'm going to let you continue with your day, sir, and I hope you have a good evening.
And to you, all the very best.
God bless.
Okay, bye-bye.
Goodbye.